It's recording.
Thank you very much. This is the July 23, 2024 Thurston County Land Use Hearing Calendar 11 o'clock edition. I am Sharon Rice, the county's hearing examiner. I'm an attorney who works on contract for Thurston and about 12 other governments along the I-5 corridor to provide hearing examiner services. And here at 11, I am considering file number 2023-100816. This project is known as the Thurston PUD Pattison 500 Water System. It's a request for special use permit. Somebody remind me, is it KG or KGI, or do we know how the street is pronounced? Anybody?
KGI Street.
KGI, thank you, thank you. So as we go forward here, let's just note the property is it's 5744 KGI Street Southeast in unincorporated Olympia, Washington. Anyone who needs to get my attention today, please call me Ms. Rice or Examiner Rice. And if anyone has requests on how they should be addressed, let us know when you first testify. Of course, we're on Zoom and Zoom is recording our hearing. The audio recording is a crucial part of the record of this legal proceeding. All testimony and comment become part of the public record. I do ask folks to keep your audio, your Zoom audio muted when you're not testifying, and to silence your phones or otherwise control the noise making things in your environment as much as you can so that we can hear everything you say when you are testifying, and the audio recording will accurately reflect all testimony. I will ask, in order to make sure that testimony is all understandable, I will ask folks to try as much as possible to speak one at a time. The first time anyone testifies, please state and spell your name for the record. If you are somebody who has a job title that's relevant, please state your job title for the record so I can get it correct in my notes. And then I will ask you please to take an oath to tell the truth before you testify. I will make disclosures now pursuant to the Washington State Appearance of Fairness Doctrine. Land use hearings are subject to the doctrine, which requires decision makers to be free from bias or prejudice. Therefore, I am not a county employee. I don't have personal, familial, or any other interests anywhere near the property subject to this application, and I have not had conversations with anybody regarding the merits of the proposal before me today. Please understand, because those things are true, I believe I'm capable of issuing an impartial decision, and everyone should understand anyone who thinks they have grounds to challenge my impartiality should do so during their testimony today if they are at this hearing, because the state law requires you to do it at your first opportunity. Please do understand, everyone, land use permits are not decided by popularity nor by consensus. The examiner's jurisdiction is limited to the determination of whether or not the evidence succeeds in demonstrating compliance with the criteria for approval. If the evidence does demonstrate compliance, the examiner does not have authority to deny a permit. And conversely, if the evidence fails to demonstrate compliance, an examiner cannot approve a permit. I am limited to determining whether or not the evidence makes those required showings, and that will be how the decision is made. In a land use application, the burden of proof belongs to the applicant. Burden of proof is a legal term that simply means that's whose job it is to provide evidence that demonstrates compliance with the permit criteria for approval and also the applicable development standards. However, in Thurston County and many jurisdictions throughout Washington state, we do hear from county staff first. That's because the county staff tends to be more familiar with the requirements of the code and also the hearing process in many cases. So we'll hear from county staff. I do have questions queued up for them. Then I'll hear from the applicant representatives, and I have questions queued up for them. After we hear both of those complete presentations, I will check to see whether there is any public comment. All members of the public who are here and wish to do so will be invited to testify, one at a time, of course. And after we have heard from all of the members of the public who wish to testify, there will be responses. First from county, last from applicant, because as the party with the burden, the applicant gets the last say in these proceedings. At that point, we will be done with testimony. I will close the record as to testimony and take the exhibits under advisement. However, in virtual hearings since 2020, I have been conducting almost entirely. I've had three in-person hearings since March of 2020. And in virtual hearings, it's my practice to hold the record open after the conclusion of the hearing in the event that the public tried to participate and was unable to do so because individuals had technology problems. So I will be holding this record open 2 business days for members of the public to submit post-hearing written public comments, only for people who had technology problems. If we don't receive any, the record would close on that second business day. But if we do receive post-hearing public comment from folks who had technology problems, staff and applicant representatives will also have 2 business days to respond. And I will ask, at the end of the hearing, I will go over that schedule so that you have those exact dates for me and you know when to expect the decision. I think everyone knows by code, the decision must issue within 10 business days of the close of the record. And so the date upon which the record closes will be determined by whether or not we get public comment. As we go forward, I will ask Miss Katie to please be deputized to interrupt at any point to bring anything procedural to my attention. So thank you for that. Now I will acknowledge the exhibits I was provided before today's hearing so I could conduct an efficient proceeding. At exhibit 1 is the planning department's staff report to the examiner. Exhibit 1 has attachments spelled out in detail on the last 2 pages of the staff report, identified as attachments A through W. All of those documents are also available online at the county's hearing examiner web page. I did review exhibit 1 and all of its attachments, and they are admitted. With that, we are ready to hear from county staff. If I could have the first county witness please unmute, state and spell your name, give us your correct job title, and allow me to swear you in.
Abby Adams, ABBIEADAMS, Senior Planner with Development Services.
Thank you so much. Do you swear or affirm your testimony today will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
I thank you. Please go ahead.
This is project number 2023-10816 Thurston PUD special use permit for Patterson 500 water system. The applicant requests a special use permit approval for improvements at the Thurston PUD Patterson 500 water system. The existing site contains a public water well and transmission line operated by Thurston PUD as part of the Patterson 500 water system. The project will expand the PUD's capacity in the area by installing a new well, reservoir, and booster station. The proposed reservoir will be steel, nominally 73 feet in diameter by 35 feet tall, and it's 700,000 gallons. The booster station will be 20 feet by 41 feet. Other improvements include a propane backup power generator, well enclosure that is less than 200 square feet area, and access for maintenance and repair vehicles. The Patterson 500 Water System Comprehensive Plan is updated on a 10-year cycle and coordinates with Thurston County's Comprehensive Plan. The Water System Plan was reviewed for consistency by Community Planning and recently approved in April of 2021. Per the Comprehensive Water System Plan, a new well, reservoir, and booster station are needed to replace existing facilities at the end of their life cycle and to support future growth in the Patterson 500 Water System service area. Existing access is from the northwest corner of the site via an easement. The planned manor house development, attachment V, is an unrelated but concurrent project. At the completion of manor house project, the existing access and easement will be terminated and a new road will provide access along the south side of Thurston PUD site. The subject property is zoned McAllister Springs Geological Sensitive Area, MGSA, and is within the Lacey Urban Growth Area. The proposed use requires Thurston County Hearing Examiner approval of a special use permit. The MGSA permits pumping, lift station, or similar regulatory appurtenances for the transmission of water, including water towers, after approval of a special use permit by the Hearing Examiner. As proposed and conditioned, the project is consistent with the Thurston County Comprehensive Plan and the Lacey Urban Growth Area Zoning Ordinance and all other applicable policies and ordinances. If the examiner finds that the criteria for approval are satisfied, staff recommends conditions of approval to ensure compliance with applicable development standards and regulations.
Great, thank you, Ms. Adams. First of all, let's just acknowledge the PTSD that I'm experiencing from seeing the project and all of this information again, after the extensive associated proceedings of the surrounding manor house division, a subdivision. I am doing my best to get over that PTSD. I have very few questions for staff. I'm looking at the site plan. It looks like there are no Oregon white oaks that could be impacted by the development. Is that your understanding also, Ms. Adams?
Correct, yes.
And the other question I had is probably for environmental health. So I thank you, Ms. Adams, for your presentation. Mm-hmm. And let's have environmental health introduce yourself, please.
Good morning, Dawn Peebles, DAWNPEEBLES, Environmental Health Program Manager with Public Health and Social Services, Environmental Health Division.
Thank you so much. Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Ms. Peebles, did you want to make some introductory statements or should I lob out my question first?
I will just note that our department did review the project. We've recommended approval at attachment Q. The water system itself is a Group A water system, which is permitted through the State Department of Health Office of Drinking Water. Our department looks at the well site to begin with, and then it goes to the state for plan review and approval. We did receive plan approval from the state. It's included at attachment O. And their approval is the water system itself. So number of connections, the reservoir, booster station, et cetera. In their letter, they also talk about water rights, and that is the quantity of water withdrawn. Water rights are regulated through Washington State Department of Ecology. And so those comments are included in the state's Office of Drinking Water comments at attachment O, referencing that the applicant and water system itself would be required to ensure that they have those legal rights.
Great. The only question I had that is clearly Department of Health or County Department of Health or oriented is that because this property is located in the MGSA and it's underlain by very sensitive aquifer soils, mm-hmm. Is there any special consideration required for containment of the generator fuel, et cetera?
There would be if it were diesel fuel. Because it's propane, and actually I'll defer to the applicant because it may still have secondary containment, but the conditions related to the critical aquifer recharge area are specific to diesel fuel as a source of contamination versus the propane gas.
That's very interesting. I don't know how it's possible. I've been doing hearings in Thurston County for 20 years and never understood that distinction before. Thank you. That's the best thing about my job is I constantly learn new little things and I'm kind of like, how did I not know that before? Thank you, Ms. Peebles. Anything else you want to bring to my attention?
I would also just like to note for the record, the project did outline details of an integrated pest management plan, although it's fairly straightforward that there's no pesticides or fertilizers that are going to be used on the site. That is included at attachment K.
Great. Thank you. I see we have a representative from Public Works here. Mr. Saint, I don't have any specific questions for you. Did you have any testimony, anything you'd like to bring to my attention?
Nothing to add at this time.
Well, I appreciate your being here in case of questions. With that, we're ready to hear from applicants. Could I have the first applicant witness, please? Unmute, state and spell your name. Give me your correct job title and allow me to swear you in.
Certainly. So it's Doug Peel, B-O-U-G-P-I-E-H-L. I'm the district engineer for Thurston County PUD.
Thank you, sir. If I could ask you to raise your right hand to take the oath. Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Great. Mr. Peel, did you have a presentation you'd like to make?
I did not have a presentation. I would just like to reiterate that these improvements are needed in order to replace existing facilities and to continue to provide for growth within the area. This project has been planned for some time and was designed under the purview of the Washington State Department of Health Office of Drinking Water. This project is necessary to continue to serve the public within Patterson 500's designated water service area.
Thank you, Mr. Beal. I just have some questions. Some of them are very basic. Again, I've blocked Manor House out of my mind as much as possible. And although I did look at the number of pages in that decision, I did not reread my decision in the record, which is at attachment V. So I don't remember. Are there other uses on the overall parcel where this water tower improvement is proposed?
So this Thurston PUD has an easement over the entirety of a 1 acre tax parcel.
Yes.
And so our facilities are located on that tax parcel. Other than that, I guess the only other use I'm aware of is it's open space. The area around it, I understand, is supposed to be like an open space or park or something of that nature in the future Manor House development.
That rings a bell. Thank you. This is I'm not trying to nitpick. I'm just trying to make sure I'm tracking everything. In the Manor House decision, I read the finding that related to this water function in that decision, and it said that it would be a 760 gallon reservoir. We are now proposing a 700,000 gallon reservoir. I don't know if there's anything interesting I should know about that.
I think that the nominal operating volume, I believe, is about 760,000 gallons. There's, you know, additional overflow capacity,
got it,
you know, other things like that. So that's kind of the usable volume.
Thank you. Thank
no
you.
No change.
Great. Thank you. That helps. Now, I did want to ask for some applicant testimony addressing that item that Ms. Peebles just referred to. At attachment O, the Washington Department of Health states, informs the applicant that it is expressly the operator's responsibility to ensure that the water system's capacity and water rights are not exceeded. And my question regarding that is, how does the operator address that mandate?
So specifically the water rights, all water systems, all Group A water systems are required to record the amount of water that they produce per year and to report that to the state on certain forms. Thurston PUD does that, and with projections based on population growth, et cetera, Thurston PUD is projected to have excess water rights for some time. And so this project doesn't actually directly change water use in and of itself anyway.
Okay, that answers the question really. Is there any concern, or obviously I don't do water. I don't really understand how water infrastructure works. So is there any way that the system could exceed its capacity? The state is saying you can't exceed your capacity. How could you exceed your capacity? By having too many connections? That's the only way?
Correct. And so, you know, at the conclusion of this project, we do expect to go to the state and make a case for the number of approved connections that we think is applicable. And then it's the responsibility of Thurston PUD to responsibly manage those and not to become overconnected.
Great. Thank you for that. So I did not note at the top that there are two public comments that are attached to the staff report at attachment T and U. And I wondered if there was any response to the content that you cared to make at this point. T is from Gail Grubb, and its concern is that they have horses that graze on their property line, and their property line abuts the site apparently, and they are concerned about putting PUD traffic along the shared property line would endanger or harm their horses in any way. Have you seen that letter, and do you have any response?
You said in attachment U.
T. We're in T. This one is T.
Sorry, I'm just.
No, please. If you have them, please report. Please take a look.
I do recall there had been some questions about things regarding property line, and I'm not sure if that was one which I'd received before and responded to or not. However, just to discuss in general, you know, this is an existing site for Thurston Beauty. We do have our well there. We have existing access to it via an easement. If the manor house project it goes forward, it sounds like it may have already been approved, then that access will get changed because of the open space area they want to have around the well site. So we would be using then what I believe are public, going to be future public roads to access our site. Thurston Beauty is not creating new roads. So that's really, I don't think has any direct bearing on this decision.
Okay.
Otherwise, if Manor House doesn't ever happen, Thurston Beauty has our existing access, which we have used for decades and will continue to use.
Right. That is responsive and helpful. Thank you. Attachment U is the other public comments. It is from Charlotte Hunter. I don't know, sir, have you had a chance to review that document, and did you have any responses to the concerns in it? It's a lengthy document.
Charlotte Hunter. And what page within PDF would that be?
Well, at attachment U, what page within attachment U? Is that what you're asking?
Sorry, yeah, I was looking at a PDF I have, which has
all of them. So instead of doing that, the concern I was really interested in your response to is that one of the issues raised in this attachment U is that they are concerned that the withdrawals for this new facility are going to over withdraw water from the McAllister aquifer.
Okay. So I do recall that comment previously. And so the McAllister aquifer is something that is studied. Both the state Department of Ecology and state health department, or sorry, the county health, I know, you know, have done studies and keep tabs on the aquifer. As part of approval of new wells, that undergoes review. We do have water rights for this aquifer. Those are also reviewed. And so, no, I don't believe that there's any cause for specific concern over the you know, use of the aquifer for this site.
Okay. Thank you for that.
And I would like to clarify in my previous comment, Thurston Beauty actually has not been utilizing access to the well site on our existing easement for decades. Thurston Beauty purchased the Pattison water system from the former owner several years ago. That access has been in use for the well site for decades, but not by Thurston Beauty until our purchase.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for the clarification. Okay. The last question is based on the special use permit criteria, which require a conclusion to be entered that the proposed use will not have adverse impacts based on the proposed location. This is a large reservoir. It presumably, should there be some kind of catastrophic failure of the reservoir, there'd be a large flood. Any testimony about safety, safety of these large steel reservoirs and whether or not there's likely to be any kind of catastrophic failure of the reservoir?
So the reservoir has been designed to the seismic standards in place by Washington State. Those have adjustments made by the particular location. And that's been all reviewed by Thurston County's permit divisions. Additionally, Thurston PUD does have in our plans installation of a seismic protection system, and that essentially shuts off outflow from the reservoir in the case of a large seismic event. That primarily protects against if there's a main break somewhere, you don't have a giant geyser of water. It somewhat limits that. You still have water coming out, but it's not nearly as catastrophic.
Okay. The geyser, that's a good image.
Well, if you've ever seen a 16-inch main break, that's a lot of water.
I believe it. I haven't.
Does kick in to greatly reduce that flow.
Great. Is there any other thing in the exhibits you've submitted that you'd like to particularly bring to my attention today?
I think that this has been adequately covered. Thank you.
Great. I don't have any other questions for the applicant at this point. Ms. Katie, can you help me determine whether the folks who are in the meeting who are not, who have not already spoken would like to provide testimony?
Yeah, we do have two members of the public in the audience. If you'd like to provide testimony, there's the raise your hand feature at the bottom of your screen.
And do you remember how on the phone that they raise
their hand? It would be *6. Okay. I think that's a smartphone, just since it's not a phone number.
So again, we have one caller. If you'd like to speak, please press *6 to raise your hand. And we also have another party logged into the meeting as Linda and Jim. If you'd like to testify, we're asking you to find and use the raise hand button, which on my screen, the Zoom controls are in a toolbar at the bottom, and you got to hover your cursor over it. It pops up. Hit the raise hand button if you'd like to testify. We'll just take a beat and see if we get any hands.
No hands.
No hands. All right. So it looks like we're not going to have any public comment. With that, let me go back to staff. Is there anything else you'd like to bring to my attention, anybody on county staff, before we adjourn?
No, thank you.
Okay, great. Mr. Peel, anything else from the applicant before we adjourn?
No, thank you.
I believe I have all the information I need to issue a timely decision in this matter. I know you're all heartbroken that this hearing only took 30 minutes, but here we are. I will close the record. We did not identify any additional documents that I am waiting to receive. So far as we know, the only exhibits will be exhibit one and its attachments. However, as I said at the top, I will treat this application the same as all other applications and hold the record open for 2 business days to allow post-hearing written public comment from members of the public who may have had technology problems when they attempted to participate. Today's the 23rd. That means the record is open through July 25th for public comment from people who had technology problems. If we get none, the record would close on July 25th. And the 10 business day decision deadline becomes August 8th. If we do receive post-hearing public comment, it would be sent probably either to Ms. Adams or Ms. Katie. If the county receives any, please forward it as soon as possible to any county staff who need to see it and respond, and to the applicant representative. County staff and applicant representative, so I'll have 2 business days to respond. Because of the weekend, that is July 29. And in that case, the record would close on July 29 and the 10 business day decision deadline becomes August 12. That is it. Thanks very much, everybody. Let's talk just for a second longer so we can go the full half hour. Just kidding. Everybody, thank you very much for your work on this matter. Take good care. We are adjourned.